And Jesus is about to change gear now to another level. He's going to start talking to us about money and faith. Matthew 6, 19 and 20. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Surprisingly, Jesus had quite a bit to say about money, dosh, wonga, lettuce, whatever you happen to call it. Don't rely on money and goods for your security, he's beginning to say. And for the rest of this chapter, he'll major on changing our economic worldview. He will change our perspective from the earthly to the heavenly. He's going to cause us to relate differently to everything we hold dear in this world. He wants to be our supply. It's called faith. Faith, we will find, goes a lot deeper than salvation, which is just the beginning, that saving faith. This is looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And here we begin to see the heavenly mindset he wants us to have, so we view everything from where the Father has placed us, in the Son, top down, not bottom up. While we're anchored in this life and its benefits, looking forward to the next job, the next holiday, the next house, laying up treasure, not looking beyond it to the eternal, we find ourselves scurrying around trying to store up for this life rather than concentrating on what is to come. This puts us out of sync with God because he plans for eternity, not for the short stay car park that we experience here on earth. He'll provide for all of that while we're here. When we get to Matthew 6:33, we'll see. Everything he does has eternity in mind. He plans for it. You are the eternal companion of an incredible king. So if you are anchored in the here and now, busy laying up treasure on earth where moth and rust corrupts, you'll have just experienced another piece of very inconvenient enlightenment. And these might begin to come thick and fast now as you are forced to admit this world is not your home. But you look for another, like Abraham. Hebrews 11:10. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And Hebrews 13:14. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Time for a mindset change again.